allowed me to take him further toward death, deeper into madness. I used his love for you to punish him beyond anything otherwise possible. As I would sit there, listening to him whisper your name, I wished it would once, just once, have been my name, he called out. It never was. I hurt him more for that than for anything else. Tears ran down Kaylin's cheeks, falling from her face. Please, Denna, I don't want to hear any more. I can't bear to hear any more. To know I made it possible for you to do what you did. You must. I have not yet even begun to tell you what you must hear if you want to help him. You must understand how I used magic against him, why he hates the magic within himself. I understand because what I did to him was also done to me by Darkenrall. As Kaylin sat shaking, staring blankly at nothing, almost in a trance, Denna began telling her what she had done to Richard, how she used the Aegil. She flinched at the description of every kind of touch, at everything it could do. Kaylin remembered all too well what its touch felt like, the maddening pain. She learned that what she had felt was the least of it. She cried as Denna told her how Richard had hung in shackles as she pulled his head back by his hair and made him stay perfectly still while she pushed the Aegil in his ear or risked damage inside his head, and how he had been able to do it because of his love for Kaylin. She shook when she heard the horrifying description of what it did to him, what the magic did to him, what his own magic did to him. She couldn't look at Denna as the other spoke, couldn't meet her eyes, and that was only the beginning. She clutched her stomach and held a trembling hand to her mouth to keep from vomiting as Denna described one unspeakable act after another. Kaylin couldn't make herself stop crying. She gagged as she closed her eyes tight. As she listened, she prayed to the good spirits that Denna wouldn't tell her the one thing she knew she couldn't bear to hear. But then Denna told her what a moored Sith did to her mate, why their mates didn't live long, every intimate detail, and what she had done to Richard that she had done to no other mate. With a wail, Kaylin turned away, crawled a short distance, and started throwing up. With one hand holding herself up and the other across her abdomen, she cried and heaved and gagged. Denna's hands were there, holding her hair back as Kaylin emptied the contents of her stomach onto the dirt. She vomited until her insides were heaved dry. She felt Denna's warm, tingling touch on her back. She wanted to call forth the lightning, but was too sick to find the power. She was torn between wanting to throw herself on Richard and comfort him, and ripping this woman apart with the magic of the Khandar, the blood rage. Between gagging and panting and crying, Kaylin managed to get the words out.
Take your hands off me!
The hand holding her hair slipped away. The one on her back lifted. Her stomach heaved again in a dry convulsion.
How many times did you do that to him?
Enough. It does not matter. Kaylin turned in a rage, clenching her fists as she screamed,
How many times?
Denna's voice was soft and calm. I'm sorry, Kaylin. I don't know. I didn't keep a tally. But he was with me a long time, longer than any other mate. I did it almost every night. The things I did to no other because none had the strength Richard did, the strength of his love for you. The others would have died the first time. He fought me. For a long time. I did it enough, that's all. Enough.
Enough? Enough for what?
Enough to drive a part of him mad.
He's not mad. He's not. He's not.
Denna watched as Kaylin shook with pain and rage.
Kaylin, listen to me. Anyone else would have been broken by what I did. Richard saved himself by partitioning his mind. He locked the core of himself away where I couldn't get to it, where the magic couldn't get to it. He used the gift to do that. It saved the core of himself from the insanity. But in the darkest corners of his mind lurks madness. I used his magic against him to drive him insane. He couldn't protect all of himself from the things I did. I told you what I did so you could see the truth of his madness. He had to sacrifice that part to save the rest. To save the rest for you. I wish I could have done the same when it was done to me.
Kaylin lifted Richard's hand in hers, holding the back of it to her heart.
How could you do those things?
She cried.
Oh, my poor Richard. How could you? How could you do that to anyone?
We all have our own little bits of insanity, some more than others. My life was a darkness of it.
Then how could you? How could you, knowing what it was like?
Denna watched her from under her eyebrows.
You have done terrible things, too. You have used your power to hurt people.
But they were people guilty of horrible crimes.
All of them?
She asked quietly.
Everyone?
Kaylin's breath caught with the memory of using her power against Brophy.
No,
she whispered.
But I didn't do it because I wanted to. I had to. It is my job, who I am, what I am. But you did it. And what of Demon Nas?
The words cut through her. Her mind flooded with the memory, the sweet memory of castrating that beast of a man. She sank forward with a wail.
Oh, dear spirits, am I no better than you?
We all do what we must, whatever the reasons.
Her glowing, diaphanous fingers lifted Kaylin's chin.
I do not tell you these things to hurt you, Kaylin. The telling of them wounds me more than you can know. I tell you because I want to save Richard, so that he doesn't die before his rightful time, and so that the Keeper does not escape.
Kaylin clutched Richard's hand tighter to her breast as she wept.
I'm sorry, Denna, but I don't have it in me to forgive you. I know Richard does, but I do not. I hate you. I would not expect you to forgive me. I only wish you to understand the truth of what I am telling you, the truth of Richard's madness.
Why? To what purpose?
So that you will understand what you must do. Wearing a collar is the core of that insanity. It symbolizes everything I did to him. In his mind, magic is madness, torture. A collar is madness, torture, insanity. The thought of having a collar around his neck brings that madness out of the darkest corners of his being, brings out his deepest fears. He is not exaggerating when he says he would rather die than put a collar around his neck. He will not do it to save himself. If he doesn't, he will die. There is only one thing in the world that will make him put on the collar.
Kaylin's head snapped up. Her eyes were wide.
You want me to ask him to put a collar around his neck?
She went weak with dread.
You would have me do that to him, after what you have told me?
Denna nodded.
He will do it if you tell him to. He will not do it for any other reason. None.
Richard's limp arm slipped from Kaylin's shaking hands. Her fingers covered her mouth.
Denna was right.
After what she knew now, what she had heard, she knew Denna was right. She knew now what it had been that she had seen in Richard's eyes when he looked at the collar the sisters held out to him. It had been madness. Richard would never put a collar around his neck of his own accord. Never. She knew that now, really knew it. A small cry escaped her throat.
If I make him put on the collar, he will think I have betrayed him. In his madness, he will think I want to hurt him.
Pain welled up inside her, and she started to cry all over again.
You will hate me.
Denna's voice came in a soft whisper.
I am sorry, Kaylin. That could be the truth of it. We can't know for sure, but he may very well see it that way. I don't know how much the madness will take over when he knows he must put on the collar, when you tell him he must. But he loves you more than life itself, and will put it on for no other reason.
Denna, I don't know if I could do that to him. Not after what you have told me.
You must, or he will die. If you love him enough, you must do this. You must be strong enough in your love for him to force him to do it, knowing the pain it will bring him. You may have to act as I would have acted, to frighten him enough to do as you say. You may have to bring the madness to full flower, make him think the way he did when he was with me, when he would have done anything he was told. You may lose his love. He may hate you forever, but if you really love him, you will see that you are the only one who can help him, the only one who can save him.
Kaelin snatched desperately for a way out.
But in the morning, we are going to go to Zed, a wizard who might be able to help him control the gift. Richard thinks Zed will know what to do, that he will be able to help him.
That may be true. I'm sorry, Kaelin. I don't know the answer to that. It may work. But I do know that the Sisters of the Light have the power to save him. If they come and he turns them down for the third time, he will forever lose the opportunity to get their help. If it turns out that this wizard can't help Richard, then he will die. His time is short, days at most. Do you understand what that means, Kaelin? He won't just die. The Keeper will have him, have everyone. Richard is the only one who can close the veil.
How? Do you know how he can close it?
I'm sorry. I don't. I know only that it must be torn the rest of the way from this side. That is why the Keeper has agents on this side. That is why Dark and Rawl came here. Somehow, Richard is the only one who can stop them, and also the only one with the power to repair what has been rent. If he turns the Sisters down, and this wizard can't help him, then he dies soon, and it will be as if the Mark itself took him to the Keeper. If he can get to this wizard before he turns the Sisters down for the third time, he can learn whether he can be helped without them, without the collar. But if they come before he can get to Zed, I must have your promise you will do what must be done to save him.